Servant Warrior Radio. Real. Radical. Relentless. Relevant. This is Servant Warrior Radio.
Hello, welcome to a special Friday edition of Servant Warrior Radio. Jeff Searcy here, your host, your target of the dark forces, your operative of the one true king, and overall loudmouth Jesus freak, coming to you from the Spiritual Warfare Assault Training Command right here in Northwest Georgia. Man, it is a great day. So glad that you're hanging out with me today. And I got to tell you, man, the kid's fired up today. He is fired up today. And so I'm going to need your ongoing prayers. Man, I'm so on fire. This fire is not going to go out anytime soon. And I'm going to tell you that just this week, my capacity for tolerance has been exceeded. That my capacity to tolerate the apathetic, naive, selective focus, the fearful, the wishful thinking, and all those other avoidance type perspectives that the Christian community has taken on, because God, like I said, I'm fired up. I'm going to get into it in a couple of minutes. And I just pray that I can get through this first segment without cussing or losing my testimony. So I'm going to tell you that right out. But listen, if this is your first time listening to Servant Warrior Radio, welcome. I am so pumped that you are spending some of your only non-renewable resource right here with me. And I have no doubt that you're going to want to listen to all of the Servant Warrior Radio episodes, especially after today's episode. And they all can be found right there at servantwarriorradio.com. Which is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year for your convenience. Now, but before I forget and before I light up the sky, I've got to say that I am one very happy Boston Red Sox fan. So I want to send out huge congratulations to Coach Farrell, the players, and all of the entire Red Sox nation. I mean, world champs. It is beautiful. And I have no doubt that Mr. Henry and his team in the Red Sox front office are going to put together a great roster for 2014 and beyond. So big thumbs up to the Red Sox and the Red Sox Nation, man. Boston strong. Good stuff. Anyway, so thanks for indulging me on the baseball side. But now onto the fire. Like I said, my tolerance back was broken earlier this week by the straw that was the attack that came from the Today Show's Ann Curry on Kirk Cameron and his faith. Now, I got to tell you, I don't watch the Today Show for a number of reasons, but I came across the report. I was on Breitbart.com, and I came across it, and then I listened to the interview, and I got to tell you, man, I was ticked. I was absolutely ticked, and you know, especially after reading the article and everything else. And I want to read some of the transcript from the interview. If you haven't had a chance to watch it, if you have, indulge me. We're going to get through this thing, hopefully unscathed. But I want to share this with those who haven't heard it. So this is from Ann Curry talking to Kirk Cameron. She says, "I'm going to ask you about this firestorm that you set off on the topic of gay marriage, that many people are suggesting that this is hate speech. Are you encouraging people to feel hate towards gay people?" Okay, so that was from Ann Curry. And what she was talking about was a CNN interview that Kirk Cameron did with Piers Morgan, that she's focusing on a sentence that Cameron gave. And it said, Curry had said, "You said, quote, I think that it's unnatural. I think that it's detrimental and ultimately destructive to so many of the foundations of civilization," unquote. And, you know, Cameron, he's sitting there, and his reply to Ann was classic, and I'm so grateful and thankful for his heart. He said, "I love all people. I hate no one. And you know, when you take a subject and you reduce it to something like a 4-second soundbite and a check mark on a ballot, I think that that's inappropriate and insensitive." And even though Cameron kept continuing to explain that the edited down quote didn't reflect his heart on it, Ann Curry would not let it go. And she asserted again that he's encouraging hate. She said, "Do you feel any responsibility saying words like that that might encourage people to feel that it's okay to treat or mistreat gay people?" You know, and I just want to scream. And Cameron, you know, of course, he sat back and talked to her. See, he said, nobody should mistreat anybody. What I think this reveals is that the interviewer, he's talking about Pierce Morgan, that asked me these questions, even used the words with me, I think your views are destructive. So what that shows me is that all of us who really think deeply about social issues like gay marriage and abortion and homosexuality have convictions on issues, end quote. That was from Kirk Cameron. I think a classic response to a very double-sided and very two-faced argument that the liberal media has. And here's where I'm on this. I'm wondering, Miss Curry, do you disagree with those who oppose abortion? Do you disagree with those who are in favor of abortion? Now, here's what you can do, Miss Curry. You can replace abortion with any belief or ideology. Because in essence, Miss Curry, like it or not, agree with it or not, according to your line of questioning, your disagreement with them, those who oppose or agree with anything that you're opposed to, is hate speech. Do you, Miss Curry, feel any responsibility for encouraging people as a result of your line of questioning and assertions to Mr. Cameron to feel hate toward those who oppose gay marriage? I mean, come on, you can't have it both ways. You cannot have it both ways. But I'll tell you, this goes beyond the idiocy of Miss Curry's attack. I mean, this is a bigger issue, and it's that the worldly war that is being waged on the Christian community, as well as the spiritual war that rages every single day against us and gets our hearts. Now, the author of the Breitbart article, John Nolte, he comments on the attack on the Christian church from the liberal community, and the Obama administration is trying to circumvent the First Amendment and frame Christian beliefs in opposition of same-sex marriage, GLAD, etc., as discriminatory and hate speech, with the ultimate goal of declaring beliefs that go against abortion, GLAD, same-sex marriage, etc., are against the law. Now, that's from John Nolte, who wrote the article. Now, my take on it, I think he's absolutely right. But again, it is much bigger than the Obama administration. It's much bigger than the gay and lesbian community, the abortion activists, the liberal agenda pushers. I mean, all of that, the attacks, the deceit, the influencing, the silencing, the hate speech references, all of that are tactics of the devil. Now, here's the part about it that drives me nuts, and really, it makes me want to scream, that we, the Christian community, are allowing it to happen. I don't know if it's apathy, naivety, if it's fear, if it's a selective focus, if it's wishful thinking that it just ain't so, or if it's this, if I don't acknowledge it, it's not real type attitude and perspective that we've taken on. Maybe it's one of these. Maybe it's a combination of these things. But regardless, it's allowing the bashing and silencing of Christians. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't think Christ would have given us the Great Commission in Matthew 28 when he said to go and make disciples of all nations. If he wanted us to keep quiet about him, about his glory, his love, his promise, his grace, his forgiveness, his wrath, heaven and hell, eternity. I mean, do I need to keep going? I don't think that he would have given us the Great Commission if we were supposed to sit back, do nothing, and allow what is happening in the world and to our country today. Listen, I know God can do whatever he wants to do, and he can take care of things. He is omnipotent. He is all-powerful. I mean, you remember Sodom and Gomorrah? But I absolutely believe in my heart that he expects actions on our part as well, not to sit back and do nothing. I mean, why would he have given us armor and weapons if we weren't supposed to use them? Arrgh! Anyway, okay, hang on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, as you can tell, man, the back was broken. But I've got to get off. I've got to get off of this for so many reasons, but mainly because I have to talk about today's fighting man, which the message today is absolutely relevant. And I've got, of course, more fires to stir up, which all is going to happen right after this short break. So don't go away. We'll be right back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. Hey, Jesus freaks, catch the blade side of Christian talk and music each and every Tuesday right here at ServantWarriorRadio.com. Now, back to the show. I got a bad case, I'm turning it up, it's getting cold in here. are back. You're listening to Servant Warrior Radio. Cersei here. Well, we made it through the last segment without cussing or completely losing my cool. Now, I got to tell you, it was dicey a few times. There was a couple of times that I wasn't sure that I was going to make it through, but we made it through. But anyway, man, November is here. I can't believe it. Man, the year has flown. I mean, the leaves have turned, and unfortunately, many have fallen off the trees, which is a big bummer. You know, turkeys are feeling a little bit uneasy about this time of year. Of course, with me, the anticipation of dressing and gravy and sweet potato souffle, which, by the way, I only get at Thanksgiving and Christmas despite my numerous tantrums. So I just want to put that in there. And all the honey-baked ham is almost too much to bear. You know, speaking of Thanksgiving Day, I mean, we'll once again get the full dessert bar of football. We got four games on slate. We got three NFL games and, of course, one college game. I think that's Mississippi State and Ole Miss always end up playing on Thanksgiving Day. Of course, November also means it's a little bit closer to the BCS wrapping up its less than glorious tenure. November also brings a bit more awareness of the blessings in our lives. You know what? And despite your circumstances, I guarantee you can fill up page after page after page of the blessings that you've received. And of course, November brings Veterans Day. You know, and we make a point to thank and honor those men and women who have served their country, past and present, in our armed forces. And so for all who have served and who are currently serving, and your families, thank you. Thank you so much today and every day. We are so incredibly grateful to you. Last but certainly not least, November brings about the annual birthday celebration, which is November 10th, of the greatest and deadliest fighting force the world has ever seen, the United States Marine Corps. Hoorah! Now, you need the proof of the greatness? All you gotta do is listen to the Marines hymn. I mean, Marines are God's choice to guard heaven's streets. Can I get an amen there? So, happy 238th birthday to all Marines, both on and off active duty. Semper Fi. Hoorah! Now, there's a very good chance that I've alienated a whole lot of you guys who have affinities for other branches of the military, and for that I apologize. But everyone can't be Marines. Or would want to be, and I know there are a whole lot of you who are thinking that on that same lines. But anyway, we got to get to it, because on the other side of this short break, you're going to get a whole new set of lenses by which you look at today's fighting man, because he is not what you think. I'll be right back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio.
Warning, the program being promoted here may be unsuitable for judgmental or holier-than-thou Christians, as they may experience significant discomfort and uneasiness.
Hello, Jesus freaks. Jeff Cersei here, host of Servant Warrior Radio. Join us each and every Tuesday for a jolt more potent than any cup of Java and more lasting than a five-hour energy drink, right here at ServantWarriorRadio.com. Now, back to the show.
Backstabber, you liar, betrayer.
We are back. You're listening to Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host and resident powder keg fuse lighter, Jeff Cersei. And as I said before the break, it's time to give you a brand new set of lenses by which that we all can look at today's fighting man. Because, you know, when we hear the term fighting man, many images come to mind. And I bet that if I sat down with 100 guys and asked them to describe that image by using a person they know or actor or character from a book or movie, and you know, and we all mesh them all together, I have no doubt that we would end up with a shirtless, gruff-voiced, indestructible gladiator type universal soldier clad in armor, both of the muscular and the man-made persuasion, you know, bandoliers and rifles and machine guns, all those strapped on his back. I mean, the assortment of knives, they're strategically placed for easy deployment. He's probably chewing on a cigar, and he is sporting a quiet, lone wolf countenance, as well as scars and battle wounds all over his body, on his face, from far too many enemy encounters. I mean, wow, what an image. Because I know, man, that sometimes in our life, I think it's safe to say that we've all aspired or pretended to be that guy. I mean, I know I did and have. And so, but I'm here to present the true fighting man of today. And he stands head and shoulders above the image that we created earlier, with abilities, strength, talents that far exceed anything we or Hollywood could ever dream up. I mean, do you want to see him? I mean, you know, now this is going to blow your mind. And I know we're doing radio, but I want you to envision this, because this, you're going to be able to see it clear as day. Okay, you ready? I'm going to show him to you. Drum roll, please. Louder. Get drum roll louder. I mean, imagine the crowd's going crazy. I mean, we're about to have unveiling. Everything is black and all this noise and splash, explosion, you know, big screen lights up. And there is a picture of you. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, come on, sir, should be serious. Man, come on, you're on drugs, man. I'm an ordinary guy and certainly no warrior. I mean, you know, I can hear some of you now. Jeff, I can't stand the woods, guns, sports, war movies, anything like that. So I guess I'm about as far from being a warrior as they come, huh? And from others, here's what I hear. Yeah, man, I'm a man's man. I play sports. You know, I like to tackle the woods now and then, you know, and I do my fair share of guy stuff, to include, man, a fight or two back in the day. And unfortunately for some of us, maybe even yesterday we were at a fight, but that's a story for a whole other time. You know, but a warrior? No, especially not in the sense that you're talking about. I mean, because when I look in the mirror, I don't see Superman, Rambo, John Wayne, or even Private Ryan, for that matter. I mean, I see, well, me. You know, tough guy? Well, yeah, man, you betcha, or at least I'd like to think so. But a warrior? Nah. You know, that's the response that I'm sure I would get, and that's probably what many of you are thinking. But you know what? It's time for you to change your view of the man in the mirror. Gentlemen, I'm not kidding. You might think I am, but I'm not. I couldn't be more serious. Because if we don't see ourselves as the fighting men that we have been called to be, Satan, his henchmen, and the world will wreak havoc in the lives of our friends, our families, all those people around us, in us, ourselves, and all those very lives that we have been entrusted to lead, protect, and to serve. And when I say families, not just talking about the wife and kids type. So for you single guys too, as a matter of fact, you single guys, you may even have a tougher job. But that's a subject for another discussion. Because we're at war, gentlemen. We are at war against the world. And as God's word tells us in Ephesians, we are at war against the devil's schemes, against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces in the heavenly realms. That's Ephesians 6, 11 and 12. Now, I don't know about you, but I have yet to see a bullet that can take out an evil spirit in the heavenly realms. In fact, I have no doubt in my own strength that I lose that fight, that mano a mano against a power of the dark world. And you know what? These battles rage constantly. And whether we choose to accept it or not, we are smack in the middle of it, taking bullet after bullet and punch after punch. But we have a choice. Either we take our place on the wall and stand and fight, or we stick our head in the sand and hope the battle passes. Now, far be it for me to provide a reality check, really. But if you stick your head in the sand during a firefight, you get shot in the south end of your northbound direction. And guys, that's about as politically correct as I'm going to get. But in all seriousness, you have to ask yourself a question. Am I relying on my own strength? Or am I relying on a source of strength that never tires or fades? Now, if I might make a tactical suggestion, check your heart. Hey, you, fighting man, isn't it cool that God looks at the heart of a man and not his outer appearance, and certainly not his own strength or abilities? I mean, if you look at 1 Samuel 16:7, God's word says, you know, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. Now he was telling Samuel about Eliab, David's brother. He goes on, the Lord does not look at the things that people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Again, that's 1 Samuel 16:7. I mean, God works through those who are willing and available. And so, you know, some words of wisdom that I have always hung on to, and I love this saying, it's not the size of the dog in the fight, but size of the fight in the dog. I mean, do you remember Gideon, also known as Mighty Warrior, which was a moniker that, by the way, was given by God himself? You remember, Gideon was the least of the least tribe of Israel, and he took 300 men and wiped out a few hundred thousand Midianites with trumpets and jars. Now, you don't believe me? Read Judges chapter 6 and 7. I mean, Gideon's strength was not in his physique, but in his faithfulness and in his heart. Now, just as in Gideon and in that dog in the fight inside a servant warrior is a heart filled with Jesus Christ, the name above all names, the Savior of the world, the Lion of Judah, the rider called Faithful and True, riding a white horse and dressed in a white robe dipped in blood. His name is the Word of God and the armies of heaven following him. I mean, that is powerful. That's out of Revelation 19. And you know what? That is truly the ultimate warrior. So I got a question for you. If I could offer you a way to guarantee victory in the inevitable battle of life and death, would you take it? Well, I can. Ask Jesus Christ into your heart and receive the gift of eternal life. He is standing at the door knocking. All you have to do is open it. And if you're not sure how the whole thing goes down, email me, jeff@servantwarriorradio.com, or shoot me a phone call. I don't care. I'd love to talk with you about it because it's easier than you think. And it requires absolutely nothing for you to do except, well, give him you exactly how you are. You know, the great thing is no cleaning or squaring away is necessary here. He made you. He knows you better than you know you. And he loves you exactly the way you are. Now that is awesome. You know, if you've never given your life to Christ, there's no better time than right now. You know what? And waiting could have eternal consequences. Now we're going to pray in a second. Now for those of you who are ready to get back on the right course with him, do it. He's waiting. He is the God of endless chances. He waits with open arms. And you know, his love is not based on any condition or our behavior. Thank goodness. He loves us in spite of all that. So if you're ready to give your life back to him, give him back your heart. Let's do it right now. So whether you've never had a relationship with Christ or you're giving him back your heart, would you pray with me right now? Lord, you are sovereign. I thank you for your grace, your blessings, your love, and your forgiveness. Thank you that I'm a new creation in you and that you are my help in every time of need. You know, God, I feel alone. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed and feel beaten down and discouraged by all the things that I go through here. Most of it, the attacks of the devil. But you tell me in your word that you hear all those who call your name. Lord, I call on your name right now. Please be my strength. Please forgive me of my sins. I want to live my life for you. Please come into my heart and be the Lord of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, if you prayed that prayer, email me, jeff@servantwarriorradio.com, and make sure to get hooked up with a group of believers and other servant warriors, because God never meant for us to go on this earthly journey alone. Now, before I jump off, I want to wish a very happy birthday to my beautiful bride, Angela. You know, I wouldn't put up with me for a second. But she's put up with me for almost 16 years, and I will tell you, there is absolutely no gift or words that I could ever give her or tell her that would come close to the gift that she's given me. Happy birthday, sweetheart. I love you. So, hey, listen, make sure to check out servantwarriorradio.com next week for another edition of Servant Warrior Radio. And right now, or the second you get to your computer, your iPad, your smartphone, or your notebook, when you get right there and get that thing fired up, go to servantwarriorministries.org. Click pray, give, share, and change the world. Until next week, keep it real, radical, relentless, and relevant, and armor up every single day. This has been Servant Warrior Radio. 3, 2, 1.